two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Turning now to a developing story out of Sandy City. Did you see the news late last week, Dave, that Sandy City did not certify its election results? So we don't know who the mayor of Sandy is.
That is so wild.
So let's get into why. We've got Katie McKellar of the Deseret News, who's been covering this story. She's going to call the show in just moments to break it down for all of us. But the Deseret News headline is this: recount fiasco throws tight Sandy City mayoral race into limbo. So let's break down the drama in Sandy.
Is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Maybe I am. Am I the villain?
Oh, yeah. You're the drama. You're the drama, Sandy. So in a nutshell, Dave, the city council refused to certify the election results. 21 votes separate the two top candidates. 21 votes.
That is so wild. I think this really goes to, and I think we need to be honest about it, ranked choice voting. I don't want to say I predicted this, but I totally predicted this. Ranked choice voting was obviously going to make the race closer, right? Because if your person didn't win, then it went to your next person, then your next person. Well, of course it's going to be closer, but how close? 21 votes close.
Katie McKellar of the Deseret News, you've been tracking this story closely. When I saw it break, I was like, whoa, 21 votes. My mind automatically went to, hey, just do a recount. But apparently that's not so simple.
No, it's not. And it's something that Sandy City Council members were grappling with last week. And they interpreted the law differently, so they voted to not certify last week.
So what's the next step then?
Well, they've got another meeting scheduled for 5:30 tonight to consider possibly certifying this time. But when they said not to certify, they went to Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson and said, we'd like you to conduct a quote-unquote full recount, the type of recount we think we are entitled to under state law, based off of the city attorney's interpretation of the law. Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson interpreted the law differently. She thinks that margin is not within the threshold to trigger an automatic recount. And so they were kind of caught in limbo until Lieutenant Governor Henderson issued a letter over the weekend siding with Sherry Swenson, the county clerk, saying that her office did tabulate the results in a manner consistent with state law and correctly interpreted the recount threshold. And so therefore, it's not mandatory, but it's also something she could do at her own discretion. So we're going to have to see how the city council acts tonight at 5:30.
Now, Katie, this is so shocking to me. Just the fact that anything within 21 votes seems like obviously outside of like an elementary sixth grade would probably be within the margin of being able to have a recount. How is 21 votes not the threshold, or how does it not meet the threshold of an automatic recount?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the formula that state law uses to calculate that threshold. I can't tell you exactly what that formula is. I'm not a math whiz. But it also gets a little complicated because this is a ranked choice voting election. And, you know, it's like what amount of votes do you calculate within that threshold? Is it just within the final round or is it the entire election? That kind of gets confusing. So, for example, Moab had a one vote margin for a city council race, and that was clearly within the threshold, that certain percentage. And so that triggered an automatic recount. And interestingly, that city's contracting with Utah County Clerk to conduct that recount. But 21 votes within that formula wasn't so clear, made complicated by the fact it's a ranked choice voting election. State law is murky. Attorneys were interpreting it differently than the city council's attorney was interpreting it different than the county council. And it's just kind of a big mess.
It's a big mess. Katie McKellar covering this drama in Sandy City. The city does not have a mayor, in case you missed the Deseret News story that broke late last week. The city council did not certify the votes or the election. There's a 21-vote difference between the top two vote-getters, which is Monica Zoltansky. I think I said that right, Zoltansky, and Jim Bennett. I don't want to miss this part of the story, Katie, and you covered this in your article as well. But Mayor-elect Monica Z, if you will, she could have ended this fiasco late last week when the city council was voting. She just said, look, I didn't think it was the right thing to do to vote in favor of certifying an election that would make her the mayor, because she's on the city council. Am I correct?
Yeah. In fact, four members of the city council ran for mayor in this race, by the way. But yes, she did abstain from a couple of those votes Thursday night last week. Her explanation was she wouldn't want any type of cloud of uncertainty to sit over her own election. She wants to make sure everything is clear and there's no question about whether she won or not. But also keep in mind, Monica Zoltansky was not in favor in ranked choice voting to begin with. She basically said, well, you all wanted ranked choice voting, she told her fellow city council members, and you got it. And this is what we get in a high-profile race with eight candidates and ranked choice voting being piloted for the first time. So what I think this shows is that there is some uncertainty in state law over recounts and ranked choice voting, and what the threshold is and how do you calculate that. So I think we will see some action from lawmakers in the future about this. This kind of highlighted that. But, yeah, keep all that in mind.
Well, this is some great reporting, Katie. Thank you so much for joining us. Katie McKellar with the Deseret News. And, Debbie, in a time in our nation when voting credibility has been questioned, we don't need this. This is not a good thing for us. Not certifying elections is not a good thing.
Makes for something juicy to talk about on a Monday. So let's not let go. Let's not let go. Remember Amelia Powers Gardner? She was the Utah County Clerk. I really do think she was one of the first, if not the first, county clerk to bring ranked choice voting.
She likes it.
To Utah. Let's get her on the line straight ahead.
Does she still like it?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.